Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Raising Expectations and Raising Hell, My Decade Fighting for the Labor Movement is a memoir and organizing manual by labor strategist Jane McAlevey. It draws on roughly a decade of work in unions, healthcare, education, and allied social movements to show how workplace power is actually built, and why many campaigns fail when they rely on symbolism, top-down leadership, or limited participation. The book is both personal and political. McAlevey uses her own organizing experiences to argue that labor struggles are inseparable from questions of race, gender, immigration, democracy, and community power. Rather than presenting labor history as a finished story, she frames it as a set of practical lessons for people who want to organize workers more effectively. The result is a candid, often blunt account of labor movement strengths and weaknesses, aimed at readers who want strategy rather than sentiment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book argues for organizing that reaches beyond existing supporters. A central idea in the book is that winning labor campaigns requires more than rallying people who are already convinced. McAlevey repeatedly emphasizes the need to identify the full workplace, map relationships, and persuade undecided workers through disciplined conversations and broad participation. This distinguishes organizing from mobilizing. Mobilizing can generate visible energy, but organizing builds durable majorities capable of acting together under pressure. The book treats this distinction as the difference between temporary protests and lasting power. That argument matters because labor defeats often come from narrow campaigns that depend on a few committed activists while leaving most workers passive. McAlevey presents broader workplace engagement as a strategic necessity, not a moral preference, in practical terms. This means building structures that can hold after initial enthusiasm fades, making workers responsible for one another, and treating participation as a source of strength rather than a public relations task. The book therefore reframes labor victories as products of method, not luck. Secondly, McAlevey links union power to community alliances and social justice struggles. The book does not treat unions as isolated workplace institutions. Instead, it argues that labor renewal depends on unions connecting with community campaigns and wider fights over justice and democracy. McAlevey suggests that unions become stronger when they are seen as part of a larger social coalition rather than as narrow interest groups. This is important because employers and political elites often try to isolate workers from the public, especially during strikes or organizing drives. By building ties to neighborhoods, immigrant communities, students, and broader justice movements, unions can reduce that isolation and widen the moral and political stakes of a campaign. The book also implies that labor organizing is not only about wages and contracts, but about power in society more generally. That widens the audience for labor action and helps explain why McAlevey sees labor as central to democracy, not separate from it. Her analysis gives readers a framework for understanding why some campaigns succeed when they become public causes while others remain confined to the workplace. Thirdly, the memoir shows how race, gender, and immigration shape labor struggle. Another major thread in the book is that labor politics cannot be separated from social hierarchy inside the workforce. McAlevey writes from experience about sexism in the movement and about the need for unconditional solidarity between native-born and immigrant workers. She presents these not as side issues, but as core organizing challenges, because employers often exploit divisions to weaken collective bargaining power. The book also argues for workplace organization that includes all categories of workers, rather than dividing them by identity, status, or job classification. That approach reflects a broader commitment to anti-racist and anti-sexist unionism, where power is built by including the people most often left out of conventional leadership structures. This is one reason the book can feel sharper than a standard memoir. It uses personal experience to expose how internal movement culture can undermine organizing. At the same time, McAlevey insists that these problems are not reasons to abandon unions. Instead, they are reasons to organize more seriously and more inclusively, so that worker solidarity becomes real rather than rhetorical. Fourthly, the book uses failed campaigns and hard lessons as organizing material. McAlevey does not write as if labor organizing is a simple success story. A defining feature of the book is its willingness to examine losses, compromises, and institutional weakness. She uses tough-minded reflection to show how bad deals with employers, weak internal democracy, and poor strategic choices can damage workers over time. This gives the book its practical value. It does not merely celebrate unions, but asks what unions must change to recover fighting capacity. By treating defeats as case studies, McAlevey turns experience into instruction. That approach is especially useful for readers who want to understand why some campaigns stall, even when they seem morally obvious or publicly popular. The book suggests that unions fail not only because employers are powerful, but because labor organizations sometimes accept structures that reduce rank and file participation and weaken collective action. In that sense, the memoir functions as a critique of complacency. Its educational value comes from translating lived organizing experience into a set of strategic warnings, making the book useful for activists who need to understand error as well as success. Lastly, the writing reflects a combative but highly practical theory of labor renewal. The book is notable for its uncompromising tone and its focus on actionable lessons. McKelvey writes like an organizer who wants readers to think in terms of power, leverage, and discipline, not inspiration alone. That style can seem blunt, but it supports the book's larger purpose to move readers away from vague support for labor and toward a concrete understanding of how campaigns are won. The book also stands out because it ties labor renewal to democratic practice. It argues that workplaces, unions, and communities all need structures that make participation real and accountable. In this way, the book is less about nostalgia for an earlier labor era than about updating classic organizing principles for contemporary struggles. Readers interested in labor history will find useful context, but the book is especially valuable for people seeking a strategic vocabulary for union campaigns, strike preparation, and workplace organizing. Its lasting contribution is the insistence that labor movements cannot rely on hope, branding, or institutions alone. They must build power through organized participation and sustained political education. In conclusion, this book is best suited for labor organizers, union members, social movement activists, and readers who want a serious account of how collective power is built in practice. It also has value for students of democracy, because McKelvey treats workplace organizing as part of a broader struggle over who has power in society. Readers looking for a polished memoir in the usual personal growth sense may find it too hard-edged, but that is part of what makes it distinct. The book stands out in the labor genre because it combines memoir, strategy, and critique without softening the structural problems it describes. Instead of presenting unions as automatically progressive or inherently effective, it asks what kind of organizing actually produces majorities, discipline, and leverage. That makes it useful as both a narrative of one organizer's decade in the field and a practical framework for future campaigns. Compared with more general books on labor politics, it is more tactical, more candid about internal weaknesses, and more focused on the mechanics of building worker power. For readers who want an intellectually serious and operationally useful guide to labor struggle, it remains a strong reference point. If you would like to support Jane McKelvey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.